Well, as much as any other threat, recognizing and avoiding scams has become a necessary skill for today's retirees to develop. So we want to bring this important topic top of mind to you today, share a story about how this happened to someone that destroyed their entire retirement savings, provide some examples of what to expect when these scams are coming your way, how to recognize them, and also how to protect yourself. That's coming up next.
When it comes to financial planning, you need to cut through the jargon so that you can understand how to achieve your own retirement success. This is Candid Conversations, Retirement Talk with Ryan Kravitz of Kravitz Financial and Insurance Solutions.
Well, glad to have you on Candid Conversations, Retirement Talk with Ryan Kravitz of Kravitz Financial there in Orange, California. Ryan, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing well also. Glad to catch up with you once again. Yeah, that's not a topic that's going to be one that we like to talk about, right? Scams, it's not a fun topic at all. You know, we like to talk investing and stay on the positive side, but today's topic isn't that. But it's so important because retirees, especially, or those getting close to retirement, are often targets of scams quite often, and we want to help protect them.
They are, and there's so many new different scams that are going on nowadays, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, retirees and soon to be retirees, I mean, that's where the money is. And that's where these fraudsters, these scammers are going. So, yeah, I think this is important to talk about here today.
All right, we'll do that today. If you have questions for Ryan, if we go through this about scams, about something you might have seen or any other retirement planning needs you might have, 714-462-9155 is the number. Or you can log on kravitzfinancial.com. So just to kind of set the tone, we know that scams can really ruin what you've worked for, but I want to share a story, and we'll drop this in the show notes for you so you can read it for yourself. Ryan, I know you read this as well, an article from CNBC. It's from October 2023, so very, very fresh, but it really highlights why retirees and pre-retirees have to be, number one, on guard, kind of an example of what could happen potentially. And I think this is probably a worst case scenario, Ryan, but it still details what could potentially happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad. I mean, there was so much money here. $661,000 was ultimately stolen here, was scammed in this case. So the story here, and it made me angry as I went through and just, you know, reread this article. But this is Marjorie Bloom. She's a 77-year-old widow. She lost her life savings of $661,000 to a tech support scam, you know, quote unquote tech support, where fraudsters, they were posing as bank officials, and then they convinced her to wire her funds into cryptocurrency to protect it from supposed theft. Americans over 60 lost $3.1 billion to cyber fraud in 2022. So this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. And, you know, to see that number, it's pretty staggering that in 1 year alone, 2022, over $3 billion. I mean, just try to wrap your mind around that is pretty nuts. And that's just one category, right? That's just over 60. That's not even including all Americans, because we're all targeted, Ryan. That's the thing. It's not just specifically for those that might have a little bit more money that are getting close to retirement. It happens to anyone. If you have any bit of technology, if you're connected at all, you're probably going to fall, at least not victim, but you're going to be targeted. And there's three main types that are out there. I don't know if you're aware of these. I didn't know a couple of the names to these, but phishing, right? We know phishing, PH with a PH, emails and websites. You're probably pretty familiar with that one, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, definitely. And I get these emails, you know, quite a bit. I know other people do as well. And these are these, you know, emails that we receive that, you know, it could look like it's coming from a legitimate company. And it's not. You know, they may even steal the logo or something of a well-known company like a PayPal or something like this. And when you look under the hood on this, and one of the key things to make sure that you're doing when you get these emails and you're wondering if these are scams or not, is one thing to check is just see who it's actually from. Now, not what it actually, what you see, but when you hover your mouse over it and you can actually see in that from line, if you're seeing something completely different than what you would expect, that's when you know that this is very likely a scam. But even then, these fraudsters have gotten even better, where they can, you know, spoof that email so that it looks like it's coming from the legitimate company. So be very, very careful, especially with things where you didn't expect to receive something. You know, don't click on anything. That's how you can get, malware, get a virus, you know, on your computer. You know, don't go through, click on anything there. Call the phone number, not what's listed on the email, but go to the website separately. Or if you know the phone number for, you know, the particular company in question, you know, call them, you know, get them on the phone, or just, you know, go to a separate web page and actually make sure you're going to their correct website to get their correct phone number. So all that's important, but there's other things as well. These, they call it vishing, which is with a V.
Never heard
V-I-S-H-I-N-G. These are phone calls that are, you know, they're trying to get your personal information, and oftentimes they try to go, you know, at you like you have to react fast to something. Otherwise, you know, something bad is going to happen. These are all bad signs. So, you know, that's a couple of them, you know, right there.
Yeah, and then there's one called smishing. Again, never heard this word before, but I've gotten the texts that are meant to trick you and maybe into revealing personal data. And these come through all the time. And I think anyone that's got a phone or is online has probably gotten each of these forms. I know I have, and I know there's been even some times where I really truly thought that they were legit emails or phone calls or texts that almost tripped me up. But there are some things you can do to be careful of these things and be aware and protect yourself. We're going to get to that in just a second. But before we do, Ryan, I want to point out another article. Again, we'll share this in the show notes as well, from Reuters, that provided some more real life examples. And I thought this was really interesting because, again, a little bit more specific on kind of what to be aware of, how these scammers are trying to get your information. And I thought this provided some really good information as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of different scams that they talk about here, and it's important to be aware of these. You know, and not only, you know, for you to be aware, but make sure that your family members, your parents, whoever it is aware that these things are out there, because they keep getting more and more sophisticated. I remember, it's been several years, but I had a client of mine that had moved out of state, and something was going on, and I forget the details now at the time, but he was absolutely convinced that it was somebody from the city that was calling him, and that that he needed to send some money for some purpose. I wish I remember the specifics. And fortunately, he just happened to talk to me like later that day, and we were talking about it. And I said, wait a second, no, absolutely not. Don't wire any money. Don't do anything. Let's try to figure this out. And so we ended up going to a different website. He ended up calling a phone number. And then he ended up going down somewhere, some city office, and confirmed that it was, you know, none of this was legit.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. It can happen to anyone. Again, they typically target, you know, seniors, just because that's where the money is, quite frankly. Number one, you know, most people have been saving a lifetime and now have nest eggs, and these fraudsters want it. You know, people getting Social Security, pensions, whatever else, more equity in the home. But also, a lot of times, seniors just that don't have the same types of, you know, tech skills on a computer, may not be as tech savvy, you know, that sort of thing. So they try to take advantage of this as well, for sure.
They come in all types of forms, so it's important to always be on guard with this. And Ryan, you know, what we want to try to do is help people out with this, right? I mean, I think a lot of people have seen these or aware of a lot of these, but they're always changing. So it's important to just be aware of the signs of a scam. So what are some of the things to kind of be looking for?
Yes, there's several things that you can do. I mean, you know, the first thing is, you know, just that common sense type thing is the offer too good to be true? I mean, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, right? It's one of those things. Another one would be if the links or, you know, the attachments in an email look suspicious, you know, don't click on it. Don't take that chance at all in doing that. Another one is, you know, is this an unsolicited request for personal information? You know, if all of a sudden somebody's just emailing you and they want some personal information of yours and you were not expecting to get this, chances are that that's not going to be legitimate either. Another one is, are they requesting a small amount of money in order for you to get a larger amount of money? You know, and they'll put that in terms like it needs to be paid in order for the processing fee or the taxes that might be owed on it or something like this. Stay away from that. Don't send money. Anything you get that has poor wording or grammatical errors, it's likely those are going to be, not legit. Those are big red flags right there. Also, extortion and blackmail are common techniques used to invoke strong emotions and quick, unnecessary actions. And, checks and even cashier's checks are often involved and should raise your awareness to the possibility of a scam. Legitimate companies aren't going to ask you for something in gift cards. All right. So these are all some, key things to keep in mind.
Yeah, just some good kind of common sense stuff, as you mentioned. And, if it raises any bit of a red flag, it's important just to take a step back, take your time again. No need to rush. Even though they might play on your emotions and make you think that it's urgent, still so important that you protect yourself there. So beyond spotting the red flags, then, what kind of protections do you suggest people can maybe put in place, Ryan, to help avoid being a scam victim?
So create strong and unique passwords and change them with regularity. One of the big mistakes, unfortunately, that people make is wanting to use, a certain password that is easy to memorize. Maybe it's, some numbers and it's a dog's name or something like this. And then continuing to use that same password on multiple different websites. You want to use different website or different passwords on different websites. And also, again, you want to make these passwords strong. And also, especially for your important accounts, like your bank accounts and things like this, you want to make sure that you set up two-factor authentication on these as well. So even if somebody, gets your password, they would still have to, go through the two-factor authentication process. So let's say maybe now a text message gets sent to your phone or something like this, that's that two-factor, type of process. So make that difficult to get in. It's so important. And another one is to monitor your bank statements and your credit card transactions, regularly. I recommend doing that daily just to take a look and see what's going on. You don't need to spend a lot of time, but, spend a minute or two just to see what's on there. And another thing is, put fraud alerts on your credit accounts. Should you consider freezing your credit if you're not planning on opening any new lines of credit soon? That's another thing to, consider doing. But, taking care of and doing some real good digital housekeeping, making sure that on your computer, you're keeping your antivirus software up to date. Make sure that you're avoiding public unsecured Wi-Fi, especially if you're accessing personal data. It's like, you go to a hotel and they say they have, this free Wi-Fi. Well, it's unsecured, and you're hopping on there let's say you're going to go into your bank account or something like that. That's not something that you want to do. So be very careful of that, and secure your phone with a passcode or with your fingerprints, something like that. And again, consider enabling two-factor authentication on your devices as well.
Yeah, some good practical advice for how to protect yourself from scams, because we're all going to be targeted and everything's constantly changing with technology, the advancements in technology. I'm sure they're only going to get more and more sophisticated. So as we kind of wrap this up, Ryan, what should someone do if they think they've been a victim of a scam, or, even to that same extent, if someone that you work with or that is, a client of yours comes across something they think that might be a scam? You're always there to kind of help sort that out for them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can call anytime. And, here's the thing too. The big thing to take away, I think, is especially if you're called or sent an email and there's some urgency that's attached to this. They're saying you have to act quickly. Also, they'll say things like, don't tell your kids or don't tell anyone, it could compromise the situation. Mm-hmm. and maybe your money could be stolen. I mean, that happened in this situation here with this Marjorie Bloom. I mean, they pushed her that she couldn't talk to, you know, or that she should not talk to anybody else because there'd be a greater chance that money would be lost or I'm trying to remember what it said, that it would be stolen, basically. Right. And so, you know, anything like that, don't listen to that. If you think it might be a scam, chances are it probably is. And talk to somebody that can help. You know, if you're a client of mine, reach out to me. You know, talk to me about that situation. You know, reach out to a family member, a son or daughter or somebody else as well, and talk through what that situation is. But don't click on anything. Don't click on any links on emails, texts. Don't give any information over the phone. Remember, the IRS, the Social Security Administration, Medicare, they won't call you. I mean, Social Security could call you, something like that, if you schedule a specific appointment for you. But no one's going to call you out of the blue about something and something that you have to get done immediately. As a side note, whenever a client, emails that they need a sum of money from their accounts, you know, even, you know, for me, you know, when I'm 100% sure that it is this person, maybe we had just talked about it the week before and, you know, that they were going to, you know, request this $5,000 or whatever it was, every single time, even with that email, I am always going to call and confirm that information, you know, over the phone. And so I think that's a good practice really for everyone because of all the email spoofing and everything that is going on out there. And there's going to be more frauds and more things that are going to be, you know, that these scammers are going to come up with. So, you know, so be careful, you know, again, often wise, get other people involved, get on the phone and talk to people that, you know, about the situation. See if they can help.
Yep. So important. Again, 714-462-9155 is the number for Kravitz Financial, or find Ryan online at kravitzfinancial.com. You'll find all of the podcast as well as videos and other content there to help you with your financial and retirement planning. Ryan, as always, we appreciate the time and thanks for taking us through these scams. I know it's so important. We all need to protect ourselves. And I think this, hopefully, if it protects one person, it was worth us doing the show.
100%. You're absolutely right.
Well, thanks for listening to Candid Conversations Retirement Talk with Ryan Kravitz. Hope you have a good week. Take care.
Information provided is for informational purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Please consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. Kravitz Financial and Insurance Solutions and BCM are independent of each other.